Introduction. When Habakkuk was troubled, he brought his concern directly to God. After receiving God's answer, he responds with a prayer of faith. The problem is not with God and his way, but with our limit understanding. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord, our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Lord. Here mentioned the secret things belong to the Lord. So there are many secrets or many things we don't understand. It belong to God. So it's not God is wrong. It's because we are limited. So sometimes we don't understand. It's because the timing. We don't know the future. Even we don't know the plan of God. So we need to realize we are limited in the space and the time. This is the difference between human being and God. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 73. Psalms chapter 73, verse 16 and 17. 16. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. In the history, there are many saints have the same question, have the same problem like us. In Psalm, the author of Psalm, in the chapter 73, he also have so many questions concerning about the reality world, concerning about the environment surrounding him. He don't understand. So even he complained to God, but finally, he also realized. He went to the temple, and he got an answer. Actually, it's not he got the answer because he realized he is human being and mystery belong to God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Then let them speak. Verse 31 is enough. So sometimes we need to keep silent to wait for God. If we can calm down ourselves and wait for God, and actually we might not get the answer, but our attitude will change. And when our attitude is changed, we have got the strength. We can face the difficulties. We can face the things in front of us. So there are many stories talking about this issue. If God's will is the best will, God's arrange is usually beyond our imagination. God's good will, many times until the end, we will realize how wonderful our God is, how wonderful the arrange our God is. I think you can, during the IE class, you can tell the student many kind of this kind of story. But the things happen to us, we need to have this kind of trust, this kind of faith to the Almighty God. But we are human beings. Many times we try to understand why God want to do this, why God want to do that, why God do this way. And even the King of Solomon, he also have this kind of concern. So even he spent much time want to get the answer. But he make the conclusion. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 16. When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done on earth, even though one sees no sleep day or night. 17. Then I saw all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Without a man labors to discover it, yet he will not find it. Moreover, though a wise man attempts to know it, he will not be able to find it. Solomon, he is the wise person. Maybe he is the best one on the world. But this is his conclusion. Sometimes we don't need to spend too much time to try to realize something we don't under, we cannot get the answer, because it belong to God. And we may ask, how come God treat us like this? Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to the end. This is for the love for us. This is for help us to realize we are human beings. We are limited. There is a God above us. We need to pursue this almighty God. So this is also the love of God. Otherwise, we may proud like the fallen angel. We will compete with God. So God love us. So our conscience will tell us we are human beings. We are under God. We need to worship God. We need to respect God. The book of Habakkuk, the author is Habakkuk. But for some scholars, they studied, this is might not his true name. Habakkuk is a free-thinking prophet who is not afraid to wrestle with issues that test his faith. He opened and honest direct his problems to God and waits to see how God will respond to his probing questions. Habakkuk, he tried to get the answer. And he is not afraid to wrestle with the question he don't understand. But we need to need to know. Of course, we can have question in our mind. We can have question to God, but our intention is very important. Our intention is our intention should be for good intention. It's not a wrong intention. The prophet, he has the right intention. He's not trying to deny God. Today, there are many philosophies. The conclusion, they will say, there's no God. The conclusion sometimes come out is, God is everywhere. So every religion is the same. Every God is the same God. Try to confuse the truth. Try to deny the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ. This kind of intention is wrong. Our question is not to doubting the Almighty God. So when we read the book of Habakkuk, we can see the prophet, he still believed God, even he had questions. So this is the good intention. No matter what question we have, don't doubt to God. And what is the good intention? The other aspect we need to pay attention is we will not influence others' faith. For example, if you have some questions, if you offer this question during the Bible study or to your friends, but you know your friends, his faith is not strong. If you're talking about this issue to your friend, it may influence his faith. In this situation, you just keep by yourself. It's not necessary to talk to others. If you know this issue has no answer, if you know this issue may influence others' faith, you might not offer to discuss. But I'm not forbid you to discuss the question you have to others. I mean, sometimes you need to see the person you talk. Maybe you have questions, but you still come to church. You still pray to God. You still believe to God because you know God is Almighty, because you have strong faith to God. It might not your friend have the same attitude with you. When he know this kind of question, maybe he start to doubt, to have doubt to God. Maybe you hurt your friend's faith. The purpose for this book is to show what God is still in control of the world despite the apparent transfer of evil. From this book, we will understand wherever God is still control the whole world. Even outwardly, it seems the evil overcome. The evil is triumphant. But the end, the victor one is God. God still control everything. For example, Jesus was crucified on cross. We know this is the plot of the priest, of the Pharisees, of the scribes. But we know behind them is the plot of the Satan. But Satan did not know when they crucified Jesus on the cross, actually they fulfilled the salvation for the human being. So this is the example. In the history of the Bible, we also can find many examples like this. The book of Habakkuk is one of the examples. God still controls everything. The background, the setting, Babylon was becoming the dominant world power, and the Judah would soon be filled Babylonians destructive force. So this is the historical background. The kingdom of Babylon will pop up and even overcome the kingdom of Assyria. They become the strongest empire in that era. So life is filled with questions, but not all questions have answered wrapped and neatly tied. If we have questions, we can discuss with brothers and sisters, we can discuss with minister, even we can put in the prayer, but we need to know it might not we got the answer what we expect. But God will, if we put our question in the prayer, we will get the answer what God will give us. It means to give us hope. It means strengthen our faith, just like the author in the book of Habakkuk, or in for example in the book of Job. God did not answer Job very clearly, but Job, he realized he know God more deeply. So in our journey of faith, we believe God is righteous, God is mercy, God is faithful. This is the perfect God. Mercy, righteous, or justice, and faithful. And then some reference for the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk become a prophet. It's about 612 BC. This is just for your reference. Habakkuk could not understand why God seems to do nothing about the weakness in society. Then he realized that faith in God alone would supply the answers to his question. The main question of the Habakkuk is, it seems God do nothing in the evil society. I think this is a very reality question for us today. In today's society, or even in our life, we also find many things it seems unfair, many things it seems evil, but it seems God do nothing. But the prophet, finally, he used the faith. Faith in God to solve his questions, his problem. So faith is very important in our journey of faith. Faith is the foundation. If we have faith and we have love. If we have faith and we have hope, so faith is the foundation. We need to build up our faith. We need to ask God to help us to build up our faith. Our faith is, we build up our faith in two ways. One is ourselves. The other, God help us. So even the disciples, they pray, they ask Jesus, strength our faith. So why do we pray? This is the one of the issue we pray. We pray, ask God to strengthen our faith, because faith is so important. The faith is the foundation of our our life. Our faith in God is not supposition. For example, we cannot say, "I don't need to study hard because I trust God. God will help us when I take the exam." We may not say, "I don't need to find job very hard because I know I believe God will prepare for me." Even in the future for your spouse, "I believe in God, I trust in God, I believe God will arrange a sister or a brother for me," and you do nothing. The birds need to have two wings to fly, right? I think we haven't seen a bird use one wing to fly. Even the airplane, maybe in the future you may invent an airplane only use one wing to fly, but that up nowadays supposed need two wings. Okay, so in our face also two wings. One is God, one is yourself. If you don't help yourself, only rely on God, you are superstition. If you only rely on yourself, it's not enough. There is God. Why don't you rely God too? So two things combined together, and you can fly. There are three times Babylon attack Judah. The first time is during the time of when Daniel was taken captive to Babylon. That's in 605 BC. And the second time, the prophet Ezekiel was captive to Babylon. That's in 597 BC. And Habakkuk's ministry ends in 588 BC. It's before, 2 years before, the Jerusalem was totally destroyed by the kingdom of Babylon. So the end of the work of the prophet of Habakkuk, the conclusion is, instead of questioning the ways of God, we should realize that He is totally just, and we should have faith that He is control, and that one day evil will be utterly destroyed. This is one of the major issues in the Bible. Finally, the evil will be destroyed totally, and then we can have the true eternity. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.